What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here on the Odd Chopper channel, coming to you with another edition of Lindy's Lanes, Likes, and Locks. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell goes a long way for me on this video, goes a long way for you. That way you become a prize whenever great content is going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods. Houston, Cleveland just kicked off here. We got one inning into it, 0-0. Nothing to really write home about here. Ended up getting that easy cover on Texas, -1.5. Ended up losing a little on Cubs in extras, but it's all going to really come down to whatever happens in that Houston game. Pretty mild day of MLB. NBA, we'll see how everything progresses here as well. But got NBA playoff stuff going as well. If you want to check out NBA Lindy's, that is going to be going strong until the end of the season. But we got MLB. We got 15 games to be breaking down here in Major League Baseball. So we're going to get right to that. Check out BetMGM. Check out Odd Chopper down below as well. Use promo code Lindy when you do, 20% off anything that you get for that first week, first month, whatever you might be wanting. But producer Jacob, hi, hello. My friend, let's get to the picks. Our day begins here with an interesting one. We have afternoon baseball in Chicago. Go Cubs, go. Actually, just don't go runs. We got Mr. Joe Ross. We got Hayden Wesneski on the mound. So let's start over on the Ross side of things. He's been decent so far this season. 301 XWOBA with 352 expected slugging. Only a 19.3% K rate. But the big news here, wind blowing in. We know what that means. 7.5 total. And it's at even money right now. It actually juiced towards the over. Yes, these are functional offenses. In fact, pretty damn functional if you're talking about specifically this Milwaukee side against righties. Because look at this. I mean, this is just absurd stuff that we're getting from them over the course of the beginning of this season. Second best in baseball, 124 WRC plus. Now up to 980 plate attempts. Again, I'm going to get a lot of stuff wrong. Maybe this ends up being a much better team offensively than I expected against right-handed pitching. But Hayden Wesneski, really incredible start for him. 1.45 expected ERA, 2.6% walk rate, just three starts. So we don't want to be writing home about too much there. In fact, only 2 1/3 innings up against Houston there at home in that one spot. So it's been pretty limited for him as they've started to build him up. But I think the under looks awesome here at 7.5 for even money. It is a like for me. It is going to get our day going. Baltimore and Cincinnati. Obviously, you bring Baltimore into Great American Small Park, there is a lot of power. And with great power comes great responsibility to try to hit up Hunter Green, who's kind of one of my boys, but this is so damn freaky. When we just talk about everybody against right-handed pitching from that last game, how about this one with Baltimore? Because again, I'm expecting better numbers for them than the 109 WRC plus, which puts them at eighth in baseball. Only a 21.2% K rate. Hunter Green can definitely get you some strikeouts, though, that's for sure. 180 expected batting average, but the 29.2% K rate, everything across the board, very impressive for him in the early season. But I'm actually going to be looking at Cincinnati bats, even with only eight innings in play there. You know, if they're ahead in the game, again, you get the ninth inning bump for every road team. But Cole Irvin here, a southpaw on the mound, he's going to have some righty power to contend with. And wanted to be able to fire up some other guys here. It looks like we're going to be getting shorter odds than what I was anticipating here based on some opening numbers, but I'm going to at least throw this out there because FanDuel does not have numbers out for this one yet. And that is routinely the best spot once you get them confirmed in the lineup to be betting these home run props. I was looking at Spencer Steer and ended up not being nearly as good as what I wanted here. That's for sure. But Tyler Stevenson to homer, Ellie De La Cruz to homer, switch hitter. Like there's a lot of ways that I go to somebody here. Anybody here? Hopefully we can find something against Cole Irvin, who's going to be giving up some pop this entire season. 12.6 degree average launch angle, 436 expected slugging, 10% barrel percentage. Hopefully we get the right price tomorrow on one of those two. If you want to know if they end up on my card, hit me up at Eric Lindquist on X. Pretty quick analysis here in this one. Colorado, Pittsburgh, extra innings, couple of spots there. Colorado, there's always that adjustment period they have whenever they go on a road series after going out and, you know, playing in Coors Field, which is baseball on the moon to a certain extent. Ball doesn't break as much, such is life. But Cal Quantrill, Martin Perez. Can't believe I might actually back Cal Quantrill, potentially. I don't know. I'm probably not at these kind of prices. I'm expecting people to bet Pittsburgh, though, make it a part of their parlays here. Maybe we get like plus 160 here, but these are two pitchers with absolutely nothing. Perez, lefty, 47.2% hard hit. Cal Quantrill, just a 12% K rate. But people are starting to see Pittsburgh has their warts. They're not going to be as good as they came out of the gate. God, it's an awful spot to bet, though. Don't bet it. Probably don't bet this one either, which is surprising because we do have two good pitchers on the mound. But 7.5 with these offenses, I'm not feeling the absolute best about San Francisco. Getting them out of San Francisco anytime is going to be a park upgrade. like almost any time, like 99% of the time, going to be a park upgrade. But as I look at the San Francisco lineup, specifically going up against Aaron Nola, freaks me out with some of the lefties and switcher Patrick Bailey and Conforto, and then even the righties, Jorge Slater, whenever he shows up and stuff. Slater. It's like Slayer from Halo, but I don't know, it's what came to my head. Jordan Hicks, 274 expected batting average, 255 xWOBA is awesome. He's looked really, really Mr. Hicks. He's looked great outside of St. Louis. How about that Jack Flaherty guy outside of St. Louis, too? Just throwing out there, kind of a confirmed thing. I'm leaning towards the under 7.5, but you compare it to the weather spot we have for Milwaukee, Chicago, and then you take into effect these offenses. It's tough for me. Under 7.5, a lean, but probably a pretty unappealing baseball game to bet as well. Friends, if you've signed up for DraftKings, if you've signed up for FanDuel, great opportunity here to sign up at BetMGM. You sign up at the link below, get yourself a first bet safety net up to $1,500. What does that mean? Well, it means when you go to the link below and you sign up at BetMGM, you deposit $20 or $50 or $100, whatever that first bet you make is, whether it's for $20, $50, $100, or up to $1,500, you're getting it back in bonus bets if it doesn't hit. So a great opportunity to take a big swing where you don't necessarily miss, which again, in baseball, that's kind of nifty, friends. First bet safety net up to $1,500. Get bonus bets back if your first bet loses. Only for 21 and over. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back to the picks we go. I have three. Yes, you heard me. Three pitcher props that are out already that I really, really like on the board. This is one of them. Yusei Kikuchi, Patrick Corbin. Once you know it, we're not going to be going to the Patrick Corbin side of things. Don't even really know what to say. Patrick Corbin is not good. 509 expected slugging, sub 15% K rate. But obviously, this price is asinine. Again, minus 180 here. And Yusei Kikuchi, coming off of back-to-back games where he didn't get a lot of swing and miss, but it was against Kansas City and Toronto. Or sorry, he plays for Toronto. Kansas City and LA. Check this out, friends. The Dodgers against left-handed pitching over the course of this season. Just an 18.3% K rate. That is fifth best in baseball. Sixth best in baseball, Kansas City at 18.5% K rate. So two really tough strikeout matches. Now, that being said, Washington is middle of the road at 21%, but we've seen Kikuchi be extremely efficient as a pitcher this season, a 26.1% K rate, 278 xWOBA. And I'm sure a lot of you are probably tuning in maybe for the first time this season or saying, Eric, you used to bet against Kikuchi all the time. Yeah, I watched one start of his this season and I didn't bet against him in it. And I changed my mind that he is going to be a little bit different. You go through some of the velocity, you go through some of the pitch mix here. He's up a half mile per hour on the fastball. His spin on the curveball looks pretty darn good to me. The slider, changeup, everything is kind of in its right place, early season form, and throwing the curveball more and more. First time in his career, it's been his second primary pitch, throwing it 27.7% of the time. If he has that comfort with that pitch, I think we're going to see some swing and miss against Washington here. He's been routinely going six innings, looking awesome. Never thought I'd see the day, but we're going to bet Yusei Kikuchi over 5.5 Ks. It is plus 125, pretty decent. Probably not going to be laddering him up, but over on DK, fire this one up. And once you know it, now we're going to take an under in the K department. We got the Mets. We got the Tampa Bay. I almost said Buccaneers because my brain is on football today, but I don't know why. Aaron Civale on the mound. We're not going to be looking at anything in his direction here. Civale, we know Tampa Bay retools some arms. They find ways to be successful with guys that they acquire. That happened with Civale. He's been good so far. 34.7% hard hit, 24.6%, but it's all about price and probability. But my friends, Jose Quintana, 318 expected batting average, 381 xWOBA, and this, a 16% K rate, a 16% K rate. Wouldn't you know it? Against lefties, Tampa Bay, they've been striking out a lot, 27.7%. But, I do expect positive regression for their 86 WRC plus in Quintana, actively getting no swing and miss, like legitimately a 17% whiff percentage here. They're going to load this up with righties. There's going to be some pop there. Maybe I look at betting Tampa Bay here as well, but not at this current price still. Minus 135. We'll see. I have no idea if it's going to move in one direction or the other. Friends, we are going to be betting the under of 4.5 Ks. That's a big number for Quintana. It's juiced minus 135, minus 140, but still one of my favorite spots on the entire card. Detroit, New York here, Reese Olson, Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman, not very good, friends. It was a pretty tough outing for him. He had a I mean, he's had a phenomenal year up to this point, but last time out, it was a little bit problematic. That's for sure. I'm trying to let my spreadsheet update. But 34.8% hard hit percentage is still good, and you don't want to overreact to just one start for a guy who otherwise this season has looked pretty damn solid. But yeah, Milwaukee, again, second best in baseball against righties, ends up getting hit up for 4 runs, 4 earned, 5 walks. Wasn't his sharpest stuff, that's for sure. So again, maybe this is just a product of Milwaukee being way better than I expected them to be against righties, especially with no Yelich in the lineup for like the last couple weeks. Riddle me that, Batman. Riddle me that. But anyway, I'd actually be looking at going to the Detroit money line purely because Stroman, at the same time that he's been pretty decent, we're looking at Reese Olson being, I'm not going to say a breakout candidate, but a 361 expected slugging, that's what you need here in this ballpark. Sub 10 degree average launch angle, a 3.69 expected ERA and 472 pitches, much better than last year's 4.73. And this Detroit lineup, maybe the AL Central isn't the absolute cave dweller awful place of the entire season. So anyway, Detroit money line, but I really have no interest at this number. This is kind of me prospecting that maybe we get better than plus 140, then we will entertain a money line play on them. Cleveland, this one's for you. Actually, I'm probably not going to be betting this in any way, shape, or form. We got the run line. Yay, there it is. Tanner Beebe going up against Mr. Soriano, but with no Mike Trout here for these Angels, you're going to get some ridiculous prices going up against them, and that's kind of the first edition of this that we have. Minus 188 to back Tanner Beebe in a 461 expected slugging. Does have the swing and miss, but a 10.6% barrel percentage. There are guys that have been going completely nuts at the top of this Angels lineup. Looking at you, Taylor Ward, Logan O'Hop, and of course, Joe Adell, my boy. He's all grown up just at the wrong time for the Angels. He can steal bases. He can actually slide through bases and then get tagged out and have stupid boneheaded plays from time to time. But a 53.3% hard hit percentage, he's going to be batting in the top three of these kind of numbers the rest of the season. So Joe Adell, pretty wild to see. Again, do I think it sustains? We've seen streaks from Joe Adell in the past. I'll just kind of caution his better form Fowler or whatever the hell Shakespeare said. But anyway, Jose Siriano, 366 XWOBA, but 424 expected slugging. Not going to be going out of my way to back him anytime soon. And I do think Cleveland, even though we picked on them with Houston, hopefully that ends up coming to fruition. Let's do a little game check-in here. Of course, Cleveland's up 2-0. Did anybody see that this Arigotti guy has a 500 BABIP? I mean, this is just absurd stuff. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm following the numbers. Cleveland -1.5. If you made me do something here, probably not going to be doing anything here. Just a lean. And our third K prop that shows up on the board, Texas and Kansas City. And this one's a little bit surprising to me because I didn't see myself backing Brady Singer with this kind of a number in any capacity, but he's going to be going up against Michael Lorenzen here on the other side. Lorenzen, you know, I don't love him at this point, 356 XWOBA, or at any point, really. He's just a nice guy. I've met him one time. 13% walk rate, 20.3% K rate. But Brady Singer, 24.5% K rate. Going up against Texas here, they've had a low K rate against righties, 18.8%, 108 WRC plus. But again, nearly a 25% K rate, and I'm getting plus money again to take a yonder play on 4.5. There are 2 plus money, 4.5 and a 5.5. Kikuchi and Singer. You hit one of the two, you're making money on the day. I think we're going to hit one of the two at least here. So give me Brady Singer at this nice plus 125 thing. Again, this is why records sometimes, it matters to a certain extent. It doesn't matter in the context. If you let me flip a coin and I go 50-50 forever, but I get plus 125, I'm going to bet that every day until the day I die. That would be expected value. Speaking of expected value, check out Odd Chopper. $14.95 weekly, in fact. OS Premium Tools, Discord, Insider Access. If you want my premium betting card every single Monday through Friday, if you want to talk through plays, if you want to go into the chat and, you know, talk shit to me, go right ahead. $14.95 in order to do so per week, but it gets better. Use promo code LINDY. Lindy, 20% off, friends, for the expert picks, Discord, premium tools, everything all in one package. Sign up for Odd Chopper down below. That becomes $12 for your first week, less than $2 a day. Back to the picks we go. What's going on with my Twins? We're just winning every game, 10 in a row. We're just having fun now. I can't back Chris Paddock at this number. I can't do it. I can't. I want to. I really do. And yay to our Twins. Yay to my Twins. They're not yours, I'm assuming. Unless you're from Minnesota, in which case, we got some stuff to look forward to. Timberwolves series coming down the pipeline. Let's go, Ant. Let's go, Cat. Going to be awesome. But Tanner Houck, 46% hard hit. Not great, but everything else across the board looks awesome. 26.5% K rate, 3.2% walk rate. There are the lefties you got to be worried about here on the Twins lineup for sure. But Chris Paddock, guys, 306 expected batting average, 516 expected slugging. The glass slipper does not fit. You turn back into a pumpkin at midnight. Boston moneyline lean. Sad that I have to do that when we've won 10 in a row and I'm cheering for the Twins. I just can't bet this one. If I had to do anything, I'd go Houck side of it. Not going to do anything here. 5 games to go. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell. As we go Seattle and Houston, I'm just going to tell you straight out. George Kirby and Blanco have been really, really good. I can't take 8 at a key number on a less than, but I want to. I really, really want to. Houston, this lineup in Houston, they're going to start firing sooner rather than later. They've been pretty unlucky here against some righties, and Houston still a 112 WRC plus against righties. And George Kirby, he's been pinpoint. We know he doesn't walk a lot of guys. Under 8, just a lean. Don't bet it. Bet this instead, which is going to be an insanely chalky play, but sometimes the chalky play is the right play. Only a 7.5 total, but let me tell you, 265 on the St. Louis side of things. Did you see this number coming down the pipeline? I didn't see this number coming down the pipeline when I woke up this morning, but you know what? That's what I do is I break things down. The 14-17 St. Louis Cardinals taking on the 6-25 Chicago White Sox. And we got kind of an old friend of the program, somebody I used to pick on quite a bit in his Kansas City days, Mr. Keller over there. Yeah, I mean, it was like last year, Kansas City days, wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was last year. Doesn't matter. I was going through some of his historical data, and it's just not very good here for Brad Keller. So far this year, what, 185 expected slugging? Super, super, super small sample size. But Sonny Gray, friends, 236 XWOB, but 26.4% hard hit, 36% K rate. My God, Sonny Gray. This is a St. Louis minus 1.5 all day when you get him inside of minus 120. I know the 7.5 total looks ridiculous. I know that a home favorite like this is a weird price to be laying for St. Louis for how bad their lineup has been. But I don't trust Brad Keller in any way, shape, or form. And I trust Sonny Gray to mow down this White Sox lineup. 3 games to go now. Miami and Oakland. This is the quickest thing ever. We got Ryan Withers and JP Spears. Again, I have nothing for you whatsoever. This is the worst ballpark you could possibly have for hitting. We have 2 pitchers who have been pretty bad. Yet I really can't pull the trigger because of the ballpark. They need to get out of Oakland, and I'm sure they want to get out of Oakland. Over 7.5, that's the lean here for this one. But again, yet another game on this 15-gamer with nothing to really fire up. Ooh, we haven't had a lean like in a while. It's been a couple days, actually. Dylan Cease and Slade Ciccone. Now, Slade, talking about this guy, Slayer. We definitely have a couple of spots. That was a callback joke for what it's worth. But we have a couple of spots where he's actually a touted prospect. 5th overall ranking over on Fangraphs. Curveball, slider, fastball, changeup, all great at 50 or better. Decent command. 5th best prospect here at this team. Now, you go to the Zips projections here, and they've got him for like, what, 1.26 whip. Decent enough K per 7 K per 9. Not really seeing a ton of strikeout here. He's been awesome in the early going of his big league stint here, but I'm still not going to be backing him in any capacity here because there's a guy on the San Diego side that I want to be backing. First off, Dylan Cease, I guess, 206 expected batting average, 20.8% K rate. Tough spot in Arizona, but if you've got Jock Peterson being your primary lefty, and I think Corbin Carroll is just hurt. I think he's just hurt. That shoulder is not looking very good to me. No power, 28.4% hard hit. Weird drop off there. It's definitely got to be an injury if you ask me. But we're going to be going to our old friend Jake Cronenworth, 400 XWOBA, 550 expected slugging against Ciccone, an unproven, heralded prospect for sure. They've got a couple of those. But Slade Ciccone, friends, we're going to target him with 2+ bases, lean like, based on historical numbers. I think we're getting plus money on Cronenworth, and I think that is a really good bet for tomorrow. And the last game on the board, Atlanta and the Dodgers, 2 really good offenses. Don't know if you heard, Charlie Morton been good this season. Gavin Stone, not really been his best stuff to start off the year, but the Dodgers are going to need to just continue to utilize up innings with him, continue to roll him out there. He's still going to be okay. I mean, this is a kid that is pretty young, 31.6% hard hit percentage, only a 16.5% K rate is a little bit weird, but 25 years of age, 4.12 expected ERA. I think he'll be okay. But I hope he won't be okay here because he's taking on Atlanta, hot Atlanta. They can definitely bring some offense to the plate. 115 WRC plus against righties. Yeah, they're striking out more than the average bear, but Gavin Stone has had no strikeouts thus far. Now, Charlie Morton has, but he gets the unenviable situation taking on the Dodgers. Best in baseball against right-handed pitching, 131 WRC plus with Freeman, with Muncy, with Ohtani. I think we all saw that coming. And of course, even the righties, Will Smith and Mookie. My Lord, they are ridiculous every time I break them down. So the over of 9 is actually a play for me here. I like it. Looks like the weather will be a little bit warmer. Over 9, let's get ourselves the heck about it. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks. You know what to do. Go to that comment section below. Let me know your favorite plays that exist on the board for this lovely 15-game MLB slate that we have before us. That's really it. Check out NBA Lindy's. Check out all the goodness over at Odd Shopper and BetMGM at the video description box below. Until next time, friends, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the MLB streets on Friday.